you have your Bible, turn this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3. And the Bible says, "For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom a greater part remain unto this present, but some have fallen asleep. After that He was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all He was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help on this thought. He was seen. Amen? He was seen. Jesus was seen by some people. Amen. If we look at this morning, we can see that Jesus was seen by, number one, He was seen by His friends. He was seen by Peter, old Cephas. Amen. Peter seen Him. Praise God. And it was something took place in Peter when he seen the Lord. Amen. I don't think you can see the Lord this morning and something not happen in you. Amen. I believe when we see Jesus, it makes a difference in our life. I don't believe anybody ever was in the presence of the Lord and went away, and that weren't a change forever. Amen. I believe there was an essence of Christ that spoke to their heart, that give them that they need to be encouraged in the walk. We see Peter, his friend, he was a friend of the Lord, but he was cowardly when it come to denying the Lord. They said, "Hey, do you know the Lord?" He said, "No." He three times cowardly. Amen. He said, "I don't know Him." Amen. And he was a friend of Jesus. Praise God. But praise the Lord, through the Lord Jesus Christ, just 40 days later, he had the confidence to stand and proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ with boldness. Bless His holy name. He went from denying to determined for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we become, when we get through denying, and praise God, we get determined. Praise God. Hey, something takes place. But what happened? He had seen the living Savior. Amen. If we could ever see the living Savior, He'd make a difference in our life. We'd be changed forever, just like Peter was. Amen. When we see that risen Savior, not only did Peter see Him, but the other 12 disciples. All 12 disciples, praise God, they seen the Lord. They was a friend of Jesus. They seen Him. Praise God. When we see the Lord, praise God. Hey, amen. When we see Him, it changed them forever. All of a sudden, they seen Him. They seen Him. Have you seen Jesus? You say, "Yeah, preacher." If you've surely seen Jesus, there's a change took place in your life. If we truly see Him as He is, praise the Lord, there'd be a change. His friends, when they seen Him, they were changed forever. Amen. You can't go in the presence of the Lord and not be changed. Praise God. Not only was His friends, but the disciples said that when he was there and they seen Jesus for the first time. Amen. And old Thomas wasn't there. But John 20 says that the disciples had seen Him and Jesus, and Thomas wasn't there. And Thomas said, "Yeah, lest I see the holes in His hand and stick my hand into His side." He said, "I'll not believe." Amen. But praise the Lord, just a little while later, Jesus come in to Thomas being present, and He said, "Thomas," He said, "stick your finger in the holes of my head, thrust your hand into my side, and believe." And He said, "My Lord and my God." We put old Thomas down, but praise God, when he seen the living Savior, amen, he didn't have to touch Him in at all. He didn't have to put the finger in His hands. He didn't have to stick the hand in the side. Praise God, he fell on his knees, and he said, "My Lord," the first time he's ever recognized as the God of glory. Amen. Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." Praise God. Why? Because he's seen the living Savior. Amen. When we see the living Savior, praise God, He makes a difference in our life. He changes us forever. Amen. I believe there's a lot of folks need to see the living Savior. Not only was they friends of Jesus, but they was faithful. The Bible said they was 500. I seen Him at once. Amen. Those faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul said there's 500 at once. He said most of them still around now. Amen. Some of them fall asleep. Said some of them passed away. But glory to God, they went into a better hope. Why? Because they had seen Jesus, praise God. He had changed them forever. Amen. We ever see Jesus, praise God, we'll be changed forever. Amen. Not only did they, that was the friends and the faithful, but they was family. Amen. Bible said James seen him. Said after that, said James seen him. See, James never believed. James, the highest brother of Jesus, grew up with him in the house. See, hey, I guess James probably thought he's a goody two shoes. He was a mama's boy, always doing everything right. Amen. Never done anything wrong. Amen. He couldn't catch him in nothing to tell mama. Hey, if he did, he had to make it up. There's a lot of people made up things on Jesus. But praise God, he was a perfect, sinless man. Walked a perfect, sinless life all the days of his life. Amen. But the Bible said that when James saw the risen Savior, amen, when he saw Jesus alive, praise God, the Bible said it changed him forever. Amen. He began to claim the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. He committed his life to him and called him the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Family. When we begin to see, praise God, I wonder what happened if we begin to see the Lord Jesus Christ high and lifted up. If we begin to see Him alive in our life, we need to make Him alive in our lives. I wonder how He'd change those around us. I wonder if they'd start to see Him alive too. I want to say this morning, praise the Lord, He's alive and well, praise God, sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. Amen. But not only did He have friends and the faithful and the family, but He had followers. Amen. All the apostles. Amen. Those that called, those that seen the risen Savior. Amen. They saw the Lord Jesus Christ and it put a desire down their heart. It stirred them in the depths of their soul to do something, praise God, to magnify His name, to lift Him up, to glorify Him. Amen. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And praise God, they put a stirring down in their soul, praise God, to lift Him up. Amen. So those was those followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. They had seen the risen Savior. Amen. If we ever see Him, youngins, we ever get a glimpse of the risen Savior, praise God, He'll make a difference in our life. And then there's not only the family and the followers, but there's the foe. There's old Paul, Tarsus. Old Paul seen Him. Amen. On the road to Damascus. Old Paul seen Him. Amen. And he seen the Lord. And, amen. He said, last of all, He was seen of me. Amen. He said, I seen the risen Savior. Praise God. He took an old church persecuted, God rejected, God denying sinner, praise God, and changed his life forever. Amen. Why? Because he had seen Jesus. Amen. Because he'd seen, took old Paul, persecutor of the church. He said, I'm not even fit to be called an apostle because he said, I persecute the church of God. Amen. But he said, praise the Lord. I saw Jesus. He said, it made a difference in my life. It changed me forever. He said, I'm not that man I used to be. He said, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. He brought me from where I was at, taking me to different places, higher heights. Amen. So we ask this morning, amen, why did He do that? Amen. Amen. He was seen. Amen. That's the title of it. He was seen. He was seen of these men. They seen Him, praise God, after His passion, after He rose from the dead. He was seen. Amen. So that souls might be saved. Why did He come? Why did Jesus step out of glory and come to earth and be born in a manger and grow up, praise God, and witness for the Father, praise God, and die on the cross of Calvary for old sinners like us? Why did He do that? Amen. Because he loved those that love Him and worship Him? No. Amen. He does. He loves those that love Him and worship Him. But the Bible says He came, praise God, and He came and was manifested on behalf of old sinners. Amen. That old sinners might see Him, praise God, and be saved. That's why He came. He came that me and you, praise God, no matter where we've been or what we've done, and we can call upon His name and be saved today. Amen. He died for your sins. The Bible said, according to the Scriptures. That means that God, remember what I preached about? I think back in February, God said it. Amen? According to Scripture. In other words, He died for your sins, and God said He did. We know it's true. He died. You think about that this morning. You think about that while I'm preaching. Jesus died for your sins. Amen? For your sins. He died for you. Amen. Each individual in this place, Jesus died for you. He didn't come just to die for those that love Him, worship Him. He come to die for old sinners. I'm talking about those wretched, miserable, God-rejecting, hell-deserving sinners. That's who Jesus came for. That's why He came. Amen. That He came to be seen, praise God, by old men, wretched, miserable, God-forsaken, rejected, hell-deserving sinners. Amen. If you're lost here this morning, praise God, Jesus came especially for you. Amen. He came that you might see Him today and be saved. He came to where you're at, praise God. You're not here by accident. You're here on purpose. God put you here so He could save your soul. Amen. From hell. Bless His holy name. What a Savior that we have. You say, well, why would He do this? Because He loved. He knew the shape that we were in. Amen. If we could ever come to the knowledge of the shape that we're in. Amen. I'm not talking about just mentally. I'm talking about heart-wise. How's your heart attitude this morning? If we could realize, praise God, what God wants to do for us in the shape that we're in. Look at Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. He says this in verse 10. He said, as this is written, there is none righteous. That's right in the eyes of God. See, there's a lot of self-righteousness today. Said, you know, I think I'm doing okay. And you know, I'm doing the best I can. Well, that's self-righteousness. But he said, it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. That means there's none of us that's right with God. Amen? He said, there is none that understandeth, and there is none that seeketh after God. Amen? He has to come to where we're at, because we can't get to Him. Amen? Praise God. Then he said that they are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Amen. We can't do good within ourselves. Not of works, lest any man should boast. We have to trust the Lord. Why? Because Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's where we're at today. Amen. We have come short in our capability as human beings. Listen to me this morning. In our capability of human beings, praise God, we're capable of doing anything. Amen? That's why Jesus came, so that we could see Him and know that we have some help this morning. I'm glad that we have an ever-present help in the Lord Jesus Christ. Always there to help us. Amen? Praise the Lord. We have that help if we'll just trust Him. But a man's heart is exceedingly sinful. And we need help because we're capable of anything. Look at Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7 in verse 17. Mark chapter 7 verse 17. Verse 20. Mark chapter 7 verse 20. He says this. He said, that which cometh out of a man, that defileth a man. For from within, out of the heart of man, perceiveth evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, and murderers, thieves, and covetousness, and wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness. Now that's just loose living. An evil eye, blasphemy, and pride, and foolishness. Now this is Jesus speaking. He said, out of the heart of men come these things. But listen to what he says. He said, all these evil things come from within and defile the man. Now look at Titus chapter 3 and verse 3. He says, For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, and deceived. That's what bothers me this morning. I believe there's a lot of people deceived in the hour that we live. We go along and the devil keeps telling us that we're okay. But if we're living outside of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He wants for our life, then we're living outside of righteousness. And God wants to help us today for not to be deceived. He said, serving diverse lusts and pleasures. Doesn't that sound like the world today? Amen? And they'll stand and say, well, preacher, we're not doing anything wrong. Well, God says we are. And God, He said, Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Men will tell you that you're okay. Amen. Men will like you when you're sinning because then you're like them. But God Almighty says, praise God, He said that we're deceived when we go off in these diverse lusts and follow these pleasures of the world. He says, living in malice and envy. Now listen to this, hateful and hating one another. He said, that if we ain't careful, he said, that's where we get to. That's where the old flesh and the devil will take us. That's why Jesus needs to be seen. Amen. He needs to be seen today. Back over in Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2 and verse 17. It said, when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Amen. He said, they that are whole need no physician. Amen. If you're right with God and you're following up, amen, all you need, praise God, is just a little word every now and then to keep you on the right path. But those, praise God, that's sin sick, they need a doctor. Amen. You know why? Because they've got the cancer. Amen. They're eat up with the cancer. Sin sickness is like cancer. It just eats you up from the inside. Now, on the outside, people may not see it, but it's on the inside. And the only thing to get rid of that is to get to a physician that's got the cure. Amen. The physician has the cure, and he sees what the problem is, and he addresses it with the proper cure. I won't say Jesus said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Amen. He said, I come. He said, I'm the cure. He said, if we could just see Jesus, praise God, He's the cure for what's ailing us. Amen. You go to the doctor and they say, you're eat up with cancer. He said, the only option we have is chemotherapy. Amen. Sister Peggy's aunt was over there, Miss Nicholson. And they determined that she's got cancer. It was invading her body, invading her bloodstream, invading her bones. And they said, we don't have a whole lot of hope for you. Even if we treat you, we don't know if you'll make it. But they said, we can change some women. Maybe. Then they come up and they said, well, maybe we give you 20%. And so they put her over there Thursday week ago, and they hit her with the chemotherapy, and they loaded her up with that thing. For 7 days, 24/7, they hit her with that chemotherapy. Amen. Her blood count went from 59,000 plumb back down to zero. Amen. In order to take care of that disorder, amen, had to use a drastic measure. I'm going to say, praise God, our lives, we're out of order. The human race is out of order. We're alienated from God. And man, we need to get to the physician, praise God. It drives me crazy. People say, well, preacher, when I get straightened out, I'll come to church. That's like saying, I've got the cancer, praise God. I know I need a major treatment. And when I get better, I'll go to the doctor. Amen. You're going to die in your sin without God. Amen. Praise God, that you're just a miserable, rotten sinner. Praise God, it's going to die without God. You better run to the physician, praise God. We better get to the hospital, the house of God, and get loaded up, praise God, and get prepared, amen, to get rid of the cancer. Amen, it's eating us up. Praise the Lord. But He said He had the cure. Amen. Jesus said He's had the cure. So if we see Jesus, He's got the cure. But you got to get to the doctor. Hey, you can't sit at the house and hope a doctor comes to you. Hey, newsflash, they don't make house calls much no more. Amen. But boy, I thank God Jesus still does. Amen. I'm glad we can still get the doctor, get a hold of the doctor, praise God, when we need Him. He'll make a house call. He'll come to where we're at, praise God, if we'll just call out. But He said we have the cure. If we get over our foolishness, back over Titus chapter 3, verse 4, the Bible says, but after that the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Amen. Thank God for that. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy. Amen. Ain't you glad when God, instead of judgment, that God bestows mercy? Amen. Bless His name. He saved us. How did He save us? By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. He said, praise be to God, when I was sin sick. Amen. When I had the cancer and I was dying, lost in my sins. Praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to where I was at. Moved on my heart, praise God. And when I confessed to my sins, asked Him to forgive me, accepted Him as my Lord and Savior, He moved in my heart and He removed that cancer. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not sin sick no more. Praise God. Amen. I've been released. I've been rejuvenated, renovated, praise God, by the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? What took place? I was able to see Jesus. Amen. I seen Him, praise God, on high and lifted up. I seen Him on the cross of Calvary. I seen Him dying for me. And I seen Him getting up from that old borrowed tomb, victorious over death in the grave. Praise God, and He done that for me, Brother Eddie. Praise the Lord. He stepped out of praise God, and when He stepped out, he come out of that tomb. The angels was there. Of course, they rolled the stone away, not so He could get out, but so that you could see in, praise God, that He's not there, for He's risen, glory to God. Amen. Bless His holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace... That's just as if we had never sinned. Amen. I'm talking about somebody that's sin sick, sick unto death. He said, Jesus justified us by His precious blood. Amen. Paid the price of sin, which is death. Amen. Being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Amen. Boy, I thank God for that hope. Praise the Lord. That's faith with expectation, looking forward, praise God, to the glorious day. I'll be with Him, and so shall I ever be with the Lord. Amen. I've got hope. I've got an expectation today because of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I've seen Him. Amen. Because I've seen the Lord. He made a difference in my life. Now, that's what He says, verse 8, Titus 3. It said, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to make... Now, here's what I preached just a while back about our maintenance program. Amen? Every child of God needs a maintenance program. Amen? It's just like your car, keep you running well. We need a maintenance program. We need tune-ups. We need checkups. Keep us going. Keep us running smooth for Jesus. If we don't get checkups, we don't get tune-ups pretty regular, praise God, we'll start knocking and a-thumping. Amen? We'll start a-missing, praise God. Like missing the house of God. Amen. Not being faithful to the things of the Lord. You say, well, preacher, that never happened to me. Boy, the devil's got you. You're one that's already deceived. Amen. We've got to have the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart. We've got to stay faithful to Him. We've got to... He said, if you'll draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. But we've got to seek... He said, that continual unction, praise God, to keep going towards the Lord. Or the devil will drag us away. I mean, he'll get us out there so far we don't even know where we're at. Amen. But he said, believing in God that might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. He said, these are the things that we need, even in the day and hour that we live. But he said, because they're profitable to God. Amen. That's what we need. That's what you need today. We need to draw close to Him. We need to have that hope. We need to see Jesus this morning. We need to see Him high and lifted. He's not some little babe in a manger. He's not some man hanging on a cross. He's a risen Savior, praise God, that got up victorious so that we can overcome with Him. We are overcomers this morning. Praise God. You say, well, how do we get there? He said He didn't come to seek to save the righteous, but He come to seek to call old sinners to repentance. Amen. He come to call old sinners to repent. Repent of our sins. Call on the Lord. He told Nicodemus in John, Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, you must be born again. Amen. You look at me this morning, you say, well, preacher, I don't know about all that. That's what Nicodemus did. He looked at Jesus and said, well, I don't know about all that. How can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter into the mother room and be born again? Amen. Jesus said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Amen? We've got to have that second birth to give us that newness of life. See, I believe there's a whole lot of people today, praise God, have a profession without that possession. We profess to know Him, but we don't possess Him in our souls. We don't possess Him in our hearts. But He said, praise the Lord, when we begin to realize and we begin to see Jesus and who He is, we begin to recognize Him as our Lord and Savior, we begin to see Him in a different light. There's a difference. Something takes place when we see Jesus. When you see the Lord Jesus, praise God, all these people I've talked to you about, when they seen Jesus, something happened in their life. They went away changed. Amen? You remember the woman at the well over in John chapter 4? That woman at the well, she come down to draw water, brought her water pot every day to draw water. Amen? And she was a woman of ill repute, so she come at an odd time so she wouldn't have to deal with all the other ladies and all the other people. And she come down to the well, she come to draw water. And guess who she met at the well? Amen. When she got down there to the well, there was Jesus sitting on the side of the well. Amen. He said, would you give me a drink? She said, what do you mean? That's a Jew talking to me, a Samaritan. That don't happen. And he said, well, I tell you what I got. He said, I got some living waters. He said, whoever drinks the water I have to offer will never thirst again. Amen. And she said, sir, give me of those waters. Yeah. Amen. That I don't have to come to draw. And you know what he said? He said, go up there and get your husband and come back. And she said, sir, I have no husband. He said, you said, well. He said, you've had 5 husbands, and the man you have now is not your husband. Amen. And she said, oh, Lord. She said, I perceive that you're a prophet. Amen. The Bible said she went away. Amen. She trusted in the Lord. She had seen Jesus, praise God, made a difference in her life. And the Bible said she went back to that city and she gathered up the men. Why? Because it's who she had problems with was the men. Amen. They was a problem in her life. She went back to the city, gathered up the men. She said, come see a man that told me all I'd ever done. Amen. Praise be to God. So they gathered down. They went down to see. And man, just people, multitudes begin to say, you're right. That's Jesus. That's the Messiah. That's the promised one of God. They begin to see Jesus too. And He began to change their lives. Amen. She left that old water pot down by the well. And praise God, she began to drink from that fountain of life. Yeah. That'll never run dry. Amen. Why? Because she seen Jesus. He made a difference in her life. He changed her forever. And then there's another story over in Luke chapter 19. I believe it is about a little old man, a little short fellow called Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a chief publican. He was a tax collector. Hey man, he's a crook. Yeah, he's crook. Hey, and he heard that Jesus was coming around. See, he got to hearing about Jesus, and he was curious. You know what happens down at the house of God when we get excited about the Lord? Amen. People will start hearing about it down there at Cracker Barrel and down there at Hardee's. And they'll start hearing about it at other places. Amen. In 151 restaurant. And they'll start hearing about folks up Stony Fork. How God's a visiting with them. How God's a moving. How God's a touching. How He's changing lives forever. And they'll get to wanting to hear. Amen. What Jesus is doing for His people. Amen. I won't tell you this, but we're all His people. He loves each and every one of us, praise God. But old Zacchaeus, he wanted to hear what Jesus, he wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to see if He's all that He heard Him to be. So the Bible said, old Zacchaeus went down there. He's a little man, little stature, so he climbed up in a sycamore tree. And you know the story? Said he was sitting up there where he could look out over the crowd, he could see Jesus. Amen. He wasn't a big old tall boy like Chris, so he had to get up a little higher. He climbed up a little bit. Amen. He put forth a little bit of effort. I tell you what, we put forth a little bit of effort. Praise God, I guarantee you, we'll see Jesus. Amen. Amen. You put forth just a little bit of effort, praise God, on Sunday morning, get to the house of God, praise the Lord, you can see Jesus. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, He's sitting at the right hand of Father on high. Yeah, He is. That's why you can see Jesus. Amen. Amen. But Zacchaeus, he was up there in that tree, and the Lord come along. Zacchaeus looking down, he said, oh my goodness. There He is. There's the Lord. That's Him. That's Him. And about that time, Jesus looked up. Seen that little man sitting in the tree. And He said, Zacchaeus, come on down. Lord God, I like what He said next. He said, today
I must abide at thy house. Glory be to God. He said, I'm going to come and stay a while. Praise the Lord. Abide means to move in, take off your shoes, rest, get restful, and stay with Him. Amen. Little old Zacchaeus slid out of that tree. He hit the ground there beside the Lord Jesus. I won't tell you something. Hey, wasn't a taller man in all Jerusalem on that glorious day when old Zacchaeus saw Jesus alive and well for the first time with his own eyes. Praise God. If you ever see Jesus alive and well with your own eyes, praise the Lord. Hey, nobody will ever look down on you again. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, Zacchaeus, he said, today I'm going to abide with you in your house. Amen. Let me show you that. Look over in Luke chapter 19. He says, he tells us about that story. What a blessing. If I can find it right quick, I want to tell you what the Lord says there at the end. Luke chapter 19. I'm hurrying. I'm about done. About wore out. He said, make haste and come down and receive. He made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he is gone to be a guest of a man that is a sinner. What about that? And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, now I want you to notice a difference when he seen Jesus, when he got to be with Jesus. Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Amen. What happened when Zacchaeus saw Jesus, praise God? It was a change in him, praise God, in the very depths of his soul. His thinking wasn't the same. His attitude wasn't the same. His demeanor wasn't the same. God changed him. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is the son of Abraham. Listen to verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. He came to seek and save. Zacchaeus. You know what he said right there? He said, Zacchaeus, I come hunting for you. And boy, I'm glad I found you. Amen. And Zacchaeus went away. Why? Because he had seen Jesus. He was changed forever. See, I worry about people who go out into the world and they make a profession of Christ, but there's never no change in their lives. I want to say, if we've truly seen Jesus, then there ought to be a change in our life. We ought to have different desires. We ought to have different want-tos. We ought to have a different attitude about the Bible. We ought to have a different attitude about the church. We ought to have a different attitude about the family of God. We ought to be changed forever if we've truly seen the risen Savior. Amen. If we've seen the risen Savior, there'll be a change in us forever. There's another story over there in Luke. The story of a little old woman. The Bible said she was wicked. And the Pharisee asked Jesus to go and sit with him, to eat with him. I mean, let me just share it. The Lord laid this on my heart. I'll share it with you and I'm done. And said that Pharisee was over there. And went to Jesus went to that Pharisee's house. And said while he was there, said there was a little woman come in. And she had an alabaster box of ointment. And said she didn't even address it. She just fell in behind Jesus. And she began to weep and cry. And she took that alabaster box and she began to anoint his feet. And she began to anoint his hair. The tears of her face began to wet his feet. And she began to wipe his feet with her hair. Amen. And that Pharisee sitting there as a Pharisee would. And he said, boy, this guy, this is supposed to be a mighty prophet. And he don't even realize that this old sinner that's a touching him. Wicked and vile sinner, just as wicked as vile as could be. And he don't even realize it. And he says, sir, let me tell you something. He said, Master, say on. He said, if a fella had a servant, said they had two people that owed him a debtor. And said they couldn't either one afford. One owed him 500 pence and another owed him 50. And neither one of them could afford to pay. So he forgave them both the whole debt. He said, who do you think would be the most grateful? That old Pharisee said, well, Lord, Master. He said, I guess the one that was forgiven the most. Hey, yeah. Jesus looked down at that little old sinner girl at his feet. Wicked and vile as hell itself, was weeping and crying and anointing his feet with oil. Took just a little bit she had and offered it to Jesus. And he said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." Amen. That's what I want to say to us this morning. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter how vile or wicked you've been. Praise God to those that's been the worst. God has got the best. Amen. If we'll just come to Him, if we'll see Him, if we'll see Him this morning, praise God, He'll save our soul and He'll give us the help that we need. Every person that I've mentioned to you this morning, you know what the difference was in their life? The difference was that they saw Jesus alive and well. Amen. They saw Jesus for themselves. And He made the difference in their life. See, I can't save you. You can't save yourself. Mom and Daddy can't save you. They can point you in the right direction. But we've got to see Jesus for ourselves today. We've got to receive Him as our Lord and Savior so that we can be saved. I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you been saved? Have you seen Jesus? Do you know Him as your Lord and Savior? Do you remember the day that the Holy Ghost of God knocked on your heart's door? Amen. And wanted to come in. Do you remember that day? You remember the Holy Ghost of God dealt with your heart? I'm not talking about when you come up and made a profession. I'm talking about, do you remember the day that the Holy Ghost of God knocked on your heart's door and said, "You know what? I know you're just an old wicked sinner." Amen. Oh, vile, wretched, miserable, God-rejecting, hell-bound sinner. That's all that you were. That's all, amen, that's all any of us were. And the Holy Ghost God knocked on our door and He said, "But Jesus died for your sins according to the Scriptures." Amen. I want to say this morning, Jesus died for your sins according to the Scriptures. And if He's knocked on your heart's door and you've asked Him to come in, if you've seen Jesus this morning, there's a difference in your life. Amen. You're not that person that you used to be. But you're not that person that you're going to be either.
Amen.
Because God's still working on you.